Vanderbilt, a 41-17 win over the Spiders of Richmond to open this 2007 season as we head down to the Commodore locker room to head coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, congratulations. Always nice to start with a win. I'm just curious what comes to mind for you. What jumps to mind that you liked about tonight and maybe a couple things that you were not very pleased with?
Well, first of all, thank you, Joe. It is good to get a win, and I don't care who it's against, and you know, everybody saw today what can happen in football. You just never know. So you got to come out and take care of your business and play hard. And, you know, that was probably the best thing that I think our guys, you know, we had a little adversity at the first, and, you know, Richmond was moving the ball, and we didn't score when we had a golden opportunity there in the first quarter. So we just kept plugging away at it and trying to figure out what we could do a little bit better. And I think we played much better defense in the second half. A little disturbed with the kickoff return that we gave up to keep them in the game. But overall, very pleased. And but we got plenty of stuff to work at.
Let's go back to the beginning. Bryant misses the short field goal early. How important was it in your mind to hopefully get him another opportunity or two tonight?
Well, it is. It's nice. It was good to do that. But I don't think his confidence would have gone away. I think he's kicking the ball well, and I don't know what happened on that particular kick, but you know, he's a good kicker, and he'll make a bunch of them for us this year.
You know, one of the things we talked about during the game, I think there were three different times during the game when Richmond scored and Vanderbilt responded on the very next drive, you know, with a score of their own. It was like they weren't going to let the momentum build up too much, and that's a nice trait to have.
It sure is, and offense did a good job of just I thought Coach Kane really found out what was working well, and, you know, of course, Earl Bennett was working well. But, you know, mixed it up and gave Richmond just too many things to defend.
Talk about Chris Nixon tonight. You look at his stats, 19 of 26, no interceptions, four touchdown passes, and he looked like a guy that has a year under his belt. You know, he just looked more confident running the offense tonight.
Well, he is, and that year that you're talking about really helps. I don't care who you are, you know, that's a tough position to play. So many things are happening so fast that you know, you just have to be a great decision maker, and then you have to have the skills to pull it off. And he threw some great passes today, and had a couple dropped, I think. You know, they could have had a better percentage, but we think he's right on schedule, and, you know, we think he can get better.
Are you guys ever aware of records, you know, when they take place? You know, you just wonder. And, of course, he got like 50 yards in one chunk to get the record. It wasn't like he was 5 yards away before a pass. So
no, we didn't know anything about a record.
I know a guy that had what may not have been a record, but I thought DJ Moore was everywhere tonight.
He was. He was returning kickoffs. He returned interception 400 yards to gain 30 or so. You know, that was quite something to watch. And, you know, DJ is a playmaker. He's an athlete, and that's why we had him back there on the kickoff return. I just felt like he had a big play in him, and he certainly pulled one off.
What did you think about Earl returning punts tonight?
Did a good job, and did a good job of catching the ball. That was one thing we wanted to improve, and that's why we had two guys back there. And Alex Washington he got a great block for Earl to get it started. And that's what we weren't doing last year. We weren't getting the return started because we were, I don't know, afraid to catch the ball or too many people right in our face when we were catching the ball. So give Alex some credit there.
I wonder, when you go into a game like this and if everything goes according to plan against an opponent that you should be able to have a score like this turn out, do you have a game plan in mind for how long ideally you'd like for your starters to play in a first game? I mean, how much of it is you need to play some time to get the conditioning aspect involved?
Right. We really – it's hard to have a plan like that. You know, just sort of play it by ear. You know, some – 14-point leads are better than other 14-point leads,
right,
if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And then, you know, it's just how safe you feel like you are. And, of course, most coaches don't feel very safe until the gun goes off. But, we were glad to get some in there. You know, every little bit helps in experience with those young guys. And I think John Stokes got in there a little bit at the end and got some playing there. And Kadri played a little bit at the end and defensive end and got some a little bit of experience. And it's just a hard thing to decide before the game.
Was that the worst part of the kickoff return for the touchdown? I mean, you kind of got it pushed back out, and in 9 seconds they got it right back down to 14 again.
No, I know. That was the things that kind of drive you crazy. But we'd been pretty good on the kickoff coverage until that. And I don't know, I just have to look at it on film and see what happened. But that was disappointing.
I want to mention, too, Brett Upson tonight handled the punting duties and looked very good.
Well, we went with a little rugby kick
yep.
tonight. And then we had, we had a little spread formation and with a shield back there. And I think that gives us a little better opportunity to cover. So I was very pleased with our punting tonight.
Get out of the game relatively injury-free. I know Theo was a little gimped up but played. Rashard's the only one that comes to mind right now.
That's where I'm heading right after this. I'm going to go down to the training room to see what's happening. And Rashard was walking fairly well after the game, so I don't know how badly those bruised ribs are going to be for him, but hopefully he'll be back as soon as possible.
Well, I'll tell you, we interviewed Earl in our post game, and he said, he talked about returning punts, and he said, hey, I'm willing to do whatever. He said, I'm willing to return punts, I'm willing to cover on kickoffs, whatever. And we were like, please don't make him cover on kickoffs.
He ought not let me hear him say that. I might put him over there.
Congratulations, Coach. Great job tonight.
Thanks, Joe.